I believe that if we're going to have an outstanding school system, it takes a village. It takes all of our stakeholders, all of our parents, all of our city councilors, all of the community. Even if you don't have children in the school system, your tax dollars are what fund the schools. Now, to your question, I believe that every classroom, we need to have high expectations and high standards in addition to outstanding instruction. For example, in Cambridge, we only have two teachers in every kindergarten classroom. After that, if there are two teachers, a paraprofessional may be part-time, or they're not, or they may not be two teachers at all. So I believe we should have two teachers in every classroom, because
I'll quickly just interrupt for a second. High expectations means different things to different parents. So for one parent, high expectations means all students pass, not necessarily exceed expectations, but at least meet expectations on the MCAS. Yep. For another parent, it might mean that kids can pursue their areas of interest in a great level of depth. For another parent, high expectations might mean all of the kids have positive attitudes towards learning in school. So my question is really about where there are such differences, how do you manage that?
So I would say that currently in Cambridge, MCAS is a big thing, for example.
Yes.
Testing is huge.
Yes.
I would explain to parents that the current situation we're in, students are being judged on whether or not they perform well on these standardized tests, as the system is built currently.
Yes.
Although I don't think that's fair, what high expectations means currently is that our students are performing well on the MCAS. And if you look at the third grade literacy rates, less than half of African American and Spanish, Hispanic students can read at grade level.
Yes.
By the third grade.
Yes.
While over 70% of Asian Americans and white students can. So for me, high expectations would be increasing that percentage across the board.
Okay. So you would go with that definition of high expectations. What about parents for whom high expectations might mean my child has a positive attitude towards school in third grade, isn't stressed, and really enjoys school? Or what about a parent for whom high expectations doesn't mean reading at a third grade level, but really being pushed in the students' areas of interest, which are also high expectations, but neither of them is defined in that same way?
So I would say that this is where social emotional learning becomes very significant. We have to understand that in Cambridge, diversity is an asset and it's a strength. So we must have family liaisons, teachers, and paraprofessionals who understand social emotional learning and who understand that our children, our students, are coming from different socioeconomic backgrounds. And some students may be coming from trauma. So we have to have people in the schools that understand that.
Okay. So we can move into... Do you want to talk a little bit more cultural diversity or move on?
Oh, we can talk about cultural diversity.
Okay. So when there are other... So in school committee meetings, a lot of these kind of issues come up where, for example, some parents might be pushing for a lot more time for recess, or there was a disagreement about discipline with athletics. There was a disagreement originally with athletics and how academic performance should feed into athletics. There was a disagreement about how attendance issues ought to be handled. And a lot of these were split along lines of either socioeconomic status, race, culture, nationality. A lot of these were not, but still very divided. Parents have very different images for schools. Is your answer that you want all schools to focus on, as you said in that context, raising third grade MCAS performance? Or do you see room for families who have other goals for their children in their schools?
I see room for families who have other goals and expectations. What we have to understand here is that not all parents attend school committee meetings.
Of course.
So when making important decisions, we have to make sure that we're including all families, all parents in the decision-making process. Mm-hmm. At the same time, as I said before, Cambridge is very diverse. Some parents may be working 3 jobs, 4 jobs, and they don't have time to come to school committee meetings. Mm-hmm. Some parents may, English may not be their first language.
Of course. So in a context like that, we handle this before the innovation agenda by having diverse schools. So we could find the school that met your personality. Now we have standardized schools where there's a lot more commonality across the district, and a lot of parents find that schools don't necessarily fit their family culture or personality. So it's sort of a question as to whether you see a way of bridging, whether we should go back to having a diverse set of schools, whether we should find basically the middle, whether we should go with one particular group.
So I think I understand your question better now. Diversity is important. What I think we have to understand that before the innovation agenda, we did have diverse schools. However, certain schools were performing
a lot
much more better academically than other schools. There was a situation where freshman high school teachers could tell which student came from which school based on what they knew.
Yes.
So we moved to the innovation agenda to try and make the curriculums a lot more aligned. Mm-hmm. What I would say is that we have to celebrate diversity at the same time ensuring that all of our students are receiving the best possible education available. And I believe we have the resources to do that.